Broadcasting from high above the reserve, this is Radio Harambe.
Jambo, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Radio Harambe. I am here with my beautiful co-host, Christina. Say hello, Christina.
Hi, Mike.
And we are going to do another one of our restaurant spotlight shows. But first, I want to direct your attention to our T Public store so that all the money goes directly to conservation. So anything you buy, any T-shirt, any mouse pad, any hoodie, including ones that designed for GECO, it all goes to conservation. We are doing the Columbia Mountain Forests right now, the mist forests, as they're called. And we could be getting something like that for Disney World. Who knows? I mean, we keep hearing the possibility that Dino Land is going, but nothing is being announced. But anyway, so go to our social media pages at JohnBorvin1 on the Twitter, and on Instagram, it's Disney Disney's Animal Kingdom or Safari _ Mike, or more easily done as the show notes here on the show. So check that out. And again, every dime we make goes to conservation. But today we are going to do a restaurant spotlight. This was actually one of Christina's brilliant ideas. And frankly, if there's a good idea on the show, it's more likely than not came from Christina, not me. She is the producer as well as the co-host. We are going to do restaurant spotlight. The first one we did was on the Nomad Lounge, and people seem to like it. So we are going to now delve into another
Lounge one. Nomad Lounge or the show? We'll say everyone
both.
Likes the Nomad Lounge.
Both. Everybody likes the Nomad Lounge, and people like the idea of the restaurant spotlight. So today we are going to do GECO, which is, I would say, probably the most underappreciated or underrated restaurant at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Everybody talks about Sinan the bread service. Everybody talks
Do
about
they?
Oh yeah. Everybody
I
talks
I think it's just you.
No, no. It's not just me.
I think you have your own echo chamber going about
I was just seeing something the other day about how wonderful the Sinan bread service is, and somebody was posting about it. No, I am not the only one. And I might be the loudest one, but I'm not the only one. And Boma, people seem to like the buffets. Buffets are always popular.
I hear lots and lots about Boma.
Yes, Boma is very popular, and it smells delicious.
I think, and maybe it's because they don't have characters, but for buffets, I want to say it's the cheaper one on Disney property, and it's really good.
It is very good. It is.
And maybe it's because all the others have characters.
Yes.
But, you know, I kind of like that it doesn't.
Yes. Yes, me too. It is one of the few buffets that don't have characters, at least at breakfast. Yeah. Many of them do. But Boma is... I am not the biggest buffet in the fan in the world. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned this before on the podcast. I am not interested in buffets, really. I am not the biggest buffet fan in the world. I like waiter service. I'm not a all-you-can-eat kind of person. I don't like to, have a ton of food and feel like a beached whale when I'm done with the food. I like a nice meal. I pick something off a menu, glass of wine, whatever. I'm not a buffet fan, so that's not my style.
We need to get you to do some of the Run Disney events, because then afterwards you do want all the food.
Well, yeah, fair enough. That's fair enough, but I am not doing any of the Run Disney events. So.
I'm sure we'll do Boma eventually, but today...
Well, we did do Boma. We did many, many moons ago. We did Boma.
I mean, as a review.
Oh, as a review. It's been a while since we did Boma.
I know. We'll have to revisit it because I'm sure things have changed.
Yeah, not really. But anyway, so let's talk about GECO. Now, you have a list of things that we go through for our restaurant review.
Yes.
Do you want to start off with it?
Okay. Well, our first category is ambiance.
Okay. And that includes...
Which includes backstory, theming,
right.
And decor.
So GECO is supposed to be on the Savannah. and it is supposed to be sort of the sundown of the savannah, which is why there's actually overhead, there's a flock of birds going over your head. It's supposed to, and the coloration is a little bit darker. It's supposed to be sort of as it turning to night on the savannah.
Okay.
So that's the backstory. That's the theme of it. And I think it does a very nice job with the colors, with the way the windows are set. It's darker in there than it is in some other restaurants. Animal Kingdom Lodge as a whole is darker than many of the other resorts. But that's the backstory. The flock of birds and the kind of, it's getting to be nighttime in the savannah, so it's time to sit down and have a nice meal. That's the backstory. That's the theme of it.
Okay.
All right. Any thoughts on the
I thought the audience was okay.
Okay.
I did like the flock of birds.
Okay.
But I thought it was just okay.
The flock of birds.
Some of the other restaurants, like your Sanaa,
yeah,
I feel like they did more to the theming.
Absolutely. There's more theming. There's absolutely more story to Sanaa. There's more theming.
And by theming, I don't mean like I need it over Disney vibe, but you kind of, it transported you to I'm somewhere else.
Right.
Which enhanced, you know, the whole experience as a whole. And I didn't really get that from Dico. I do like the flock of birds because I like any sort of visual artistic feature.
Well,
but
and a little bit of a spoiler alert, if you go on our website and you see the Dico t-shirt that Christina designed, the flock of birds features prominently in the Dico design t-shirt, which, by the way, the people at Dico very much appreciated. When we ate there last, the manager came out to see our t-shirts, didn't they? It the manager? Yes.
So. Yes, our server went and told the manager, hey, they're wearing a bunch of shirts that say Dico.
Yeah, it was me and you.
Yeah.
When two people are wearing it, it's very noticeable.
Yes.
When two people are wearing the same t-shirts. Okay, so that's the theme. I think I give it a little bit better grade than you do. You sound like you're kind of ho-hum on it. I think it's a B, grade-wise. You say C, average, whatever.
It wasn't horrible. I just didn't think they played the theme up as much as maybe Sanaa. Sanaa,
sure,
really feel transported somewhere else, and Dico maybe not. And that's possibly because it's, you know, it's a more fine dining place. So
well, sure, yeah. It's a what do they call that? The signature dining.
Signature, yes, that's what I mean.
It's not
fine dining. It's signature dining.
It's
that's right.
Two credits on the Disney dining plan.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever done the Disney dining plan, but have you ever done the Disney dining plan?
No, but you and I have different opinions on it. I like to have everything prepaid if possible.
Understood.
On my trip. That way I don't have to worry, think, or do math. I just want to enjoy myself and know everything was already taken care of.
Right.
So I like...
Yeah, I don't... I have absolutely zero interest in the Disney dining plan.
I've never
mean,
jumped
it was free,
on it in... the time that they do those promos or anything.
Right.
Like that.
I mean, if I was there when there was a promo that was free and stuff, I mean, I'll take the free dining plan. But even then, you could probably get a good discount on a room and probably save yourself money than do the regular rate room at free dining plan.
I think it's just the.
I don't even know if they do the free dining plan anymore.
Knowing that everything's already been taken care of and I can just enjoy my vacation and not have to, like, stress about, oh dang, how much money we've been spending today. I keep saying yes to the kids, like
right.
I like that idea because I don't want to stress on my vacation.
Right. I have a much easier time saying no to the kids than you do.
I disagree. I disagree.
Fair enough.
I disagree.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
At Disney, which kids, yours or mine?
Yours.
There's a difference.
There is a difference. All right. So what's the next thing on our list?
Next is going to be food. So variety of dishes, type of food, quality, kids options, and drinks.
All right. Well, we'll get to the kids options in a minute. The drinks, I think if you're a wine connoisseur or a wine drinker, just a plain old wine drinker, Dico has one of the largest selections of South African wines in the country. At least they did when it first opened. I'm assuming it's still. So if that's your thing... Certainly under drinks, Dico shines in terms of a restaurant in Disney World. It has a wide range of South African wines. So if you want to try like new kinds of wine, different kind of wine and whatever, that's a great place to go. So that's one. Now, in terms of the menu, we were talking about it before. It is fine dining. It does not have an outrageous big long menu. There's probably like 6 or 7 entrees and a handful of what's the word I'm looking for? Appetizers. I loved what I got last time I was there. I am a huge fan of the short rib. It's the Botswana short rib. It's fantastic. So if you do go there, again, I recommend the short rib. And I had an amazing appetizer, which I think was a special at the time because they don't see it.
The corn.
Yeah, the corn and water and tomato
thing. Wasn't on the menu.
Yeah, it was a special.
It was, she described it when she brought out and you said that sounds fantastic.
It was fantastic.
It was interesting.
It was all tomatoes and it was corn and it had corn gelato in the middle of it.
Yes.
It was delicious and it really tasted, the gelato like corn ice cream was an interesting flavor, an interesting kind of way to enjoy that flavor. It was really, really good. So I liked it a lot.
I give them an A for creativity on that dish.
Yeah. What did you have? I don't remember.
Well, you insisted that I try the Botswana short rib.
Oh, you ordered the same thing as I did?
You insisted. You were like, you were going to like
this. And I was right,
okay,
right?
All right. Yeah, I did enjoy it. I don't remember what everyone else at the table.
Oh, I know
I
my
son
had
pomegranate. What did I get? A beet salad, maybe?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. There is. You got the beet salad? Oh, yeah, well, the Jico salad is what you got.
Oh, yeah, the Jico salad.
Yeah, it's got pomegranate. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that, right?
That was good. That was good.
I know my son got the scallops, which he really liked, and the wild boar. He got a couple of apps.
Yes, he did.
He really liked the boar tenderloin, too. I don't remember what my daughter got.
Chicken.
Oh, she always gets chicken. Yeah, so that's whatever.
the peri-peri chicken. Don't know. She always
gets
chicken.
That's true.
Now, the kids, it was interesting because I have...
The kids menu? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they had like a kid's steak, which was like skewered.
Yep.
What do we say? It's not steak cubes, but skewered steak.
Yes.
Which I have one son that really, really enjoys steak.
It's called steak sosoti or sosati.
Oh, okay.
Whatever
yeah,
that's called.
He enjoyed that a lot. But then they had like something for my less adventurous kid too.
Grilled chicken breast maybe, or the mac and cheese. They do have just like a regular old cheese pizza there too.
I think he got the cheese pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
So they had something for my less adventurous kids.
Yeah.
So I like that they have the variety there. If you have a kid that's kind of picky, you're covered. But if you have one that's like, yeah, I'll try the seasoned steak.
Right.
He was able to do that. And, you know, it's not on our list, but I remember, and most of Disney is like this, but they were very accommodating. My one son has a lot of food allergies.
Right, right.
Including gluten.
Yeah, and most importantly gluten, yeah.
I think, you know, it's worth mentioning that they did have a lot of options for him and they were very attentive to like, okay, well, let's make sure
absolutely
we bring him out separate rolls and things like that.
Absolutely.
So, which I appreciate as a mother because I hate telling my kid no
right
for something that he just can't help
right
because you know we don't want anyone sick on our trip. So if you have someone with food allergies, they're very good about them.
Yes, but the flavors at this restaurant are different.
Yes,
they're not your typical Disney fare. They are, well, they're just plain different. And I think it's fantastic. I can't imagine it's everybody's cup of tea, but it is really, really good.
I liked what I had. I thought it was delicious.
Right.
Oh no.
What?
I did not get the short rib.
You didn't? Okay.
I didn't.
You
had
just tried mine?
Sustainable fish. That's right.
Okay. How was that?
Think about it. You had me try yours.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love that short rib, so I would absolutely have you try it.
Clearly, it was so good, I don't remember it. No, I remember it was really good, and it had some sort of a, like, it almost like a kumquat sauce or something like that on it. It was very, very good. I was happy with it, which going to what is essentially a South African steakhouse and getting the fish may seem...
Right.
Like, oh, you'd be disappointed. But I was extremely happy with my choice. I remember that now.
Okay. So before we move on to the last little tidbit or the last thing, dessert. I don't remember even what I had for dessert, if anything. But they do have a wide range of dessert items.
I don't think you got dessert. You don't typically get dessert.
I don't typically. I usually go for... I'm usually more of an appetizer over dessert kind of guy.
I want to say we all got a dessert to share, like me and the kids.
Could be. Could be. But they have... This is the dessert menu. There's a malva pudding. There is... there's this custard tart with cinnamon and... That sounds actually kind of good, but I definitely did not get that. Mm-hmm. There's the lemon oil, olive oil cake. Did you get the olive oil cake?
No, I got the chai spiced ice cream because I love chai. It's my favorite.
Right. That's right. So, and you like that, right?
I love chai tea, so it was good.
Yeah, yeah.
If you like chai, which a lot of people do, chai tea is a fave of mine, so.
And it's popular nowadays. I mean, there's a lot of, at least here in Vegas, I see chai places all the time. Yeah. The desserts are different. There's not your typical, scoop of ice cream or Mickey bar. But, of course, you could just walk right out of the restaurant and go get that at the gift shop. But,
I don't think, considering that it's one of their signature dining, you're going to get something you could just go out and get in the parks. They're going to have to give you something different. But I like that.
Absolutely. I mean, I like Jiko a lot. Which is why I really wanted to go there when we were there last with, because it had been a few years since I've been there, and if people who listen to the show regularly will remember, there was rumors during COVID that Jiko was never going to reopen.
Yes.
And that it was just going to become an event space.
That's when we made the shirt. It was in tribute to.
That's right.
Because we were told 100% that it wasn't coming
back. Yeah, that was a hot rumor that it wasn't coming back. That it was going to just be an event space and. Because during COVID, it was not open initially when the resort reopened after COVID. It was not initially open, and there was a hot rumor that it was never going to reopen. In fact, I actually heard that from a cast member who told me that that's what they were hearing. So it wasn't just like Joe Schmo on Twitter. I had heard it from a cast member who had actually said, we are hearing this.
And I think we grabbed like the first table. In fact, we had to wait. They had the gate closed.
We rope dropped it.
Got there.
We did rope drop it. It is only open for dinner.
Don't
rope
drop
the restaurant. It opens at 5. We did that one.
We had a reservation.
At 5 o'clock when
it
opens.
It's not a rope drop for your reservation. Like,
when
But we did. We got there early. Everyone was hungry and tired. And yeah. So.
That was, I'm not sure if anybody cares about that. But that was our first day there when we had taken the red eye that night.
Yeah.
So we were all, at least me, you, and your kids. My kids flew in
the same day.
Yeah, but they did.
So they were tired.
They were, but they didn't do the overnight. They didn't do a red eye. They flew in early that morning.
No, but they had said they were, like, in nervousness about the flight. Your son had been up since three. So we were all kind of tired.
Yeah.
Probably why we don't remember the meal quite as crisply.
But, we were tired.
We got there early and we had to wait for them to open. But by the time we left, so at first, it was, of course, an empty restaurant.
Yeah.
We were first in. But it was really filling up. So I think it was a good decision to bring the restaurant back because obviously people are patronizing it.
Yeah, it's really good too. I can't recommend Jiko enough. I often say it and Sanaa are my two favorite restaurants on Disney World property. I'd have to think about that if it's still true.
Have you been to any other signature dining on property?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. I've been to Artist Point. I've been to Le Cellier. I've been to other signature dining. I'd have to think. I mean, you put me on the spot where I have to go back and think, but I have been to a handful of them.
Okay. I'm just wondering, in comparison, when you say that, I'm like, well, how much of the signature dining?
Well, I think at Wilderness Lodge, Artist Point is their signature, so it's very similar.
I haven't been to that one.
It's a smaller menu, very eclectic kind of things on it. It's not like a cheeseburger and a. It has different things on it.
If it's signature dining, it's not going to be a cheeseburger.
Right. And I think Jiko's better than Artist Point. A lot of people like Artist Point. I think Jiko's better. I've been to Tiffin's, that's signature dining.
Yes.
We could talk about that one on this show, although I'm the only one that's actually.
Tiffin's.
You were at Tiffin's?
I have been to Tiffin's.
Yeah. Really? When were you at Tiffin's?
When they first opened it.
Oh, there you go. So we could do that one day. I've been to a few of them. I think Jiko is my favorite. I'm trying to think if there's another restaurant.
And I'm sure the audience will agree. I think we should refresh our memory on Tiffin's and you should take me back.
Oh, sure. I'll take you. I'll absolutely take you back. I have no qualms about going to Tiffin's. They also, by the way, have a fantastic short rib at Tiffin's, too.
order ahead of time, like by a full day.
Oh, right. Anyway, what's next on the list after food? I'm not sure what else was on there.
Availability,
if anything.
So price and the ease of getting a table.
Well, price is it's not cheap. It's no. It is.
No, that was the one. Yeah. I think we had to choose like one signature because that same trip we also stayed at Wilderness Lodge, so we're going between ours. But this one's your favorite, so we decided on that because it is a bit more pricey.
Right.
Yeah.
It is only open for dinner, so that's important to know. So if you're taking like a resort break, you know, or in the middle of the day and you want to do lunch, that is not the option for you. It is, it's open at 5 and it closes like at 9:30, 10. It is generally pretty available. Signature restaurants tend to be not to get overly crowded.
I was going to say, I had you make all the reservations because
I
struggle with the app. So you would have to speak to the availability of it. But I want to say that's the very first one you got. So I don't know if... It's not like we tried to add it in last minute.
No, but I'm looking at it right now, and I just went on the app and put in for tomorrow. There's availability tomorrow night,
for example. And I will say for people, we booked early. He knew he wanted to go here.
Yeah.
But we had a very large group.
We did.
So we're a family of six, and we were able to get a table with no problem. Yeah. Because I know sometimes that can be an issue. It's not just, are there tables available, but... Can they accommodate large groups because people go in their family groups?
GECO is generally speaking available. I mean, if you are a last minute diner, you know, it's 5 o'clock and like, where do I want to eat? You can get GECO. I mean, that day you can get it that day. So, it's not, you know, it's not what's a restaurant like the barbecue place in Hollywood Studios, the new one that you know. It's
the new barbecue's place. Yeah, the Hollywood Woody Studios.
Yeah, the
Woody's Roundup.
Yeah, like that. You have
or
to be
play
there.
Playbox or toy.
Whatever
box
the heck it's called, you have to be like up at 7 o'clock the morning, 60 days out to book it.
What's the one that Grand Floridian Albert?
Oh, Victoria and Albert's.
That one I don't think is easy to get.
No, but GECO's relatively is pretty easy. Yeah, well, that's even finer dining. That's you have to wear a jacket.
I wouldn't, if we're being fair.
Yeah.
I wouldn't consider GECO fine dining.
In comparison to Disney restaurants, it is.
I think signature dining is a good name for it.
Okay.
But it's not what I would consider fine dining.
It's not cheap.
Victorian Albert's is fine dining. Oh, well, Victorian Albert's is very nice.
No. Although I will say I've never been to Victorian Albert's. I have never done the Victorian Albert's. I actually...
Are you interested?
No, not really.
Okay.
No, not really. I don't really feel like bringing... fancy clothes down to Florida to go to dinner, to be honest. I'm a t-shirt. I bring all of my t-shirts that are designed by you. Go to our Tee Public store, which you can find on our social media pages. But I wear them every day.
Transition.
I wear our t-shirts every day. That's all I wear. I bring like 10 of them.
Yeah.
Switch them around, and I have some shorts and other other garments.
You could do it the Vegas style and just wear a sports jacket
over my sweat shorts and a t-shirt. I guess I could.
That's what people do in Vegas. I haven't looked at the dress code Victorian Albert, so I might think people don't take my advice. I don't know.
Is that something you're interested in, Victorian Albert's?
I like fine dining. You know that.
Yeah, I know, but at Disney World,
I have taken you to a number of places.
Yeah, but it's totally different when you're in Las Vegas or New York City or LA or than you are in Disney World.
But to you, going to Orlando is going to Disney World. To me, it's going home because that's where my family is.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
I have a different perspective on the place.
Understood.
Than most people or than you do.
Understood.
So it's where I used to work there. I used to live there.
But all I'm saying, though, is if we go to Victoria Albert's, quote-unquote, fine dining, it's not fine dining when you compare it to fine dining here in Vegas.
Victoria Albert's? I don't know.
I guess it's not fair because I have not been.
Maybe at least the chef's table is.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
That sounds very much like Jose Andre's place here in Vegas.
Yeah.
Chef's table.
That's fine.
I mean,
I guarantee the Jose Andre's one here is not only more expensive, but better. I guarantee it.
I'm not saying, but I'm just saying it's probably at that level.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Okay.
But at GECO, There is no dress code. We went in with
no,
t-shirts.
Absolutely. We went on t-shirts and sweatshorts, and you wore jeans, I think.
I wore jeans with holes in the knees.
Yeah, with holes in the knees. Yeah, so yeah, no, that's, I mean, you.
I had my, like, rock look going.
It is the typical Disney signature dining. It's, they, you know, it's fancier than, you know, the a burger place.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously kids are running around, you know, when people wearing t-shirts and shorts.
Any kids running around, but
no. But I mean, it's Disney World.
There were kids.
Yeah,
it wasn't just ours, and we were all very casual, and it was fine.
Yeah, absolutely fine.
So if you want a nicer meal, but you're like Mike and you just pack t-shirts,
that's all I pack.
No problem at Geico.
I pack t-shirts and enough socks and whatever to make it through a week or whatever I'm there for.
So our last is any last personal favorites and our overall rating.
Well, the personal favorite is, like I said, the short rib. I mean, there's also a soup. Yeah, spiced carrot soup. I've had that before. Not this past trip, but I've had that before. That was excellent.
Sounds delicious.
Yes. Yeah, it's right up your alley. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I would give it... I mean, my personal favorite is the short rib, and that, I've gotten that a couple of times when I've been there, so I probably wouldn't go away from it. Do you have a personal favorite thing that you had? Oh, and the tomato appetizer, if that's...
Now that I've remembered, I had the fish. I really did like it. Was
okay.
The grouper, I want to say.
I
really, really liked it.
Okay.
I like the sauce that it came with. Mm-hmm. And, but I am a big fan of fish. I don't cook it at home, so when I go out dining, I enjoy when someone else prepares it well.
She almost always gets fish when we're out, just for the listener to know.
Yeah.
And for that reason, because she makes a mean steak, so there's no reason to get it.
I liked your short rib,
It's really good.
Yeah, you made me have some of it, which is why I thought I had it, because you, like, cut off a big chunk and put it on my plate. And that was delicious, too, so the food was very good.
Okay. So, rating-wise... So we're doing like a 4 out of 5, like a 5-star review.
I don't remember what we did last time. I should have taken notes.
Yes.
I don't know if it was through 10 or 5. So.
No, I think it was 5.
It was? Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was 5.
What was it? 5 Safari Mics, 5.
Yeah, it was like 5 Joe Rohde's or whatever we did for Nomad Lunch.
Oh, we did Joe Rohde's.
Yeah.
That's right.
I would say this is, it's probably not a 5. I don't know. Actually, you know what? I mean, it is one of my favorites. You know, I'll give it 5 Joe Rohde's. I'll give it 5.
Okay.
I'll give it 5. I mean, I did say before it was one of my 2 favorite sit-down restaurants. I'm trying to think if any restaurant has, like, overtaken it, but I don't think so. I mean, I like it better than, you know, just about any of the other ones. So I would give it 5.
I would give it a 4 to 4.5.
4. 4 and 4 and a half. So
yeah,
you give it a
4.5 is
a 4
is
Expedition
good.
Everest's. Whatever.
Well, it wasn't that thrilling, but
oh, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought the ambience was a little bit ho hum, but
no, that's true.
I would say, in saying that, I did like it. I did enjoy it, but you know, I enjoy Nomad Matt Lounge more. There's some other restaurants on property I like more.
Some of the other restaurants, for sure. Sit-down restaurants I'm talking about have more ambiance to it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not even talking like, what's the one in the Magic Kingdom with the jungle, next to the Jungle Cruise? What the heck is that one called again? I really like that one too.
Oh my gosh, you
stumped
me.
I know,
Skipper's Canteen.
Yes, thank you. The Skipper's Canteen, for example, has like a ton of ambiance.
Yes,
I mean, it's bleeding ambiance.
I mean, that's kind of why you go to Disney, so...
Yeah, but like you said, Sanaa has more ambiance.
If this
for a
restaurant was
restaurant.
Transported to another city, like say when we went to Seattle, we went there,
mm-hmm.
we'd be, you know, it would totally be I would be happy
with it.
But when you go to Disney, you kind of expect a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I would say like, for example, the restaurants in Epcot, the sit-down restaurants, have generally more ambiance.
Uh-huh.
Say what you want about the food, but like St. Angel Inn in Mexico, bleeding ambiance, whatever. what's another good one? Even Chefs de France has more ambiance than a Geico. So I agree
Japan,
with you there. Yeah, another good one. Another good one. A lot of those restaurants in Epcot have more ambiance to it than Jiko.
But food-wise, it's very good.
Oh, it's fantastic. I love it.
I just wasn't quite 2 of 5 because there's some restaurants I like more than it on property.
Like
in
what?
General property. This is an Animal Kingdom podcast.
I know, but I want to hear what ones you like better. That's okay.
Well, I already said I like Nomad Lounge better.
Okay, what else?
If you were like, hey, we can do Nomad.
Yeah, but Nomad Lounge is a bar. I'm talking about a sit-down restaurant.
Oh, okay. Well, I like Le Cellier.
Okay, so you put Le Cellier. Yeah, fair enough.
Which, funny enough, I like the salad that they have there more than the steak.
Or the cheese soup that they're famous for.
I've never had it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's good.
I don't know.
That's
it's
good.
Cheese and... It's liquidy cheese. I don't know.
It's
that
liquid
just
cheese, yes.
Weird. That
it's
just
delicious.
Weird to me.
But, I mean, it's been many a moon since I've been to Le Cellier, in all fairness.
I like the French restaurant quite a lot.
Which, Chefs de France?
Chefs de France.
Okay. Because there's a few of them in there now.
I really enjoy escargot.
That's true. You do like the escargot.
Yeah, and I like the sushi place in Japan.
And by the way, for a little side tip. Mm-hmm. The crepe place in the back of France. I know you weren't with me that day.
No, you did this without me.
I took my cousin was with us, and we went. It
I
was really good, and I don't think it's all that crowded. That's another one. The reason I bring it up, it's another one. If you,
I think word's getting out though.
Maybe that you can get it last minute, but it was really good.
But surprisingly, my understanding is they have like a walk up. Right.
Yeah.
And then they also have like.
Oh, they do have They do have a
so
window.
If you just want the food.
If you just want a crepe
table, you can just go up and get
100%,
100%. Which is fantastic.
Okay, so you like Le Cellier better?
Yeah, I haven't been to Artist Point.
Any other ones you like that you would like come immediately to mind that you like better than Jiko?
Brown Derby. I don't.
Oh, Brown Derby's a good one. I haven't even think
really
of.
Good.
I
love it.
Brown Derby doesn't get a good. Not a lot of people talk about Brown Derby, but it's really good.
Fantastic.
I think it's quite good, Brown Derby. That's one of my favorites. I like it way better than the other restaurants at Hollywood Studios.
And like, in general,
the Italian place is crap. Mama
Melrose. I've gone down to Hollywood Studios, then a Park Hopper, and just gone down just to have lunch there.
Really?
I didn't like any of the
options.
No,
I was. I mean, the last time I was there with just my kids during COVID, we went and had lunch at Brown Derby. It was excellent.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And now they have that, like, quick one that has like a really shortened meal on the outside patio.
Yeah.
Like, but you can still get some of their signatures. Like, so even if you can't get a table, you can still pop over there, and there's usually availability. It's great. It's fantastic.
Right.
I mean, I'd really have to think about it. But there's a good number of places that I really enjoy, and it's not that I think that Jiko isn't good. I think it is a fantastic.
Well, you give
it
four and a half stars.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. So you're asking me.
I was just curious.
I like more.
You had just said it's not your favorite.
It's not.
But it's.
But it's up there.
Okay.
It's up there.
All right.
Yeah. If you told me I made us reservations for Jiko while we're there on our next trip, I wouldn't be disappointed at all. I'd say fantastic. I hope they have the fish again.
Well, we're not going to Jiko on the next trip. I can tell you that right now.
Where are we going?
Oh, we're definitely going to Sanaa.
Oh.
And we're getting bread. We're getting the bread service.
I don't like bread.
I don't care. This is not. It's not like you're getting a loaf of Italian bread at an Italian restaurant. It's like pitas and things like that, and all sorts of great bread.
My son
bread
has business. A gluten allergy. We can't do it.
Oh, I'm doing it. No, we're doing it. We're going. He just don't have any. That's all. I wonder if they have a gluten-free option. They might.
Actually, they probably do.
They might.
Because that's one of if we're just gonna off the cuff. Like one of my favorite things about dining in Disney.
Yes.
Is that I can usually get my kids gluten-free options.
Well,
and although dining is overall, at least the quicker dining, is overall better at Disneyland, they have not quite caught up to all of the allergy-friendly things that Disney World has.
So, right.
I know everyone talks about how Disneyland edges out Disney World on food, but not if you have a child with allergies. It is actually quite difficult.
Yes, that is very true. A good point.
Disney World smokes Disneyland in that aspect.
Yes, the food is better at Disneyland, but you are right.
They, trying to find gluten-free. Not as many gluten-free options.
100% right.
It's much, much trickier.
Yeah. I was looking for... Yeah, there is allergy-friendly bread service.
right.
At Sanaa. Well, so they do a gluten-free naan for...
Stay tuned at some point, because we don't have a trip booked yet. But no, at some point, I guess you'll be getting a Sanaa review. And Mike will say the bread service is the most magical thing in Disney.
It is one of them. It is up there. Again, we need a t-shirt for bread service. I'm just saying.
What would I do?
Anyway, I guess that's it for
today.
Yeah, our review. Again, just direct everybody to our TeePublic store. Go buy yourself a Jiko shirt. We also have Sanaa. We also have a lot of the restaurants. We have Jiko, Sanaa, Setuli Canteen. We have... I know I'm missing one or two in here.
For what?
Restaurants at Disney World. Oh, Nomad Lounge.
We have Pongo Pongo.
That's right.
Setuli Canteen. Right. Nomad Lounge.
Right.
Jiko.
Yep. A couple of the bars like Thirsty
Dawa
River.
Dawa Bar.
Dawa and that kind of thing.
Thirsty River. Do I do one for... What's the Chinese food place?
Yak and Yeti. No, you did not.
I did not.
However, okay. You can actually buy Yak and Yeti ones at Disney World. The restaurant itself sells them.
Mine would be better.
Probably. anyway, so I guess that's it. So go check them out. Go buy yourself a Jiko shirt for the next time you show up there, and maybe the server will say something to you guys too.
Did I make one for the barbecue place?
Flame Tree? No, we did not.
I know I designed one.
Maybe.
But I don't think we ever published it.
Nope, never did.
Huh.
Anyway.
Okay, well, I've got, I guess, one in the whole store I forgot about.
So that's today's show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Kua Harini, and go well. Kua Harini, and go well.